We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting Yud Beis Amud Beis, Tanan Hasam, like 10 lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam, Tilson Mishatitzmach, Hatfua Vazesim Mishavio Shlish. These are Shiurim when the certain foods are considered finished, complete, and they're Chayiv already in Meiser. That Mamish complete, it's off the grow, but enough Royu to be eaten, to be Chayiv in Meiser. Or trumas lemaisers when you cut it down and there's kviya lemaiser. So tilson, which is fenugreek, a type of spice, is misha titzmach, and tvu v'zeis is misha viyosh lish. Ma'iv misha titzmach. Misha titzmach is ra'am when it grows already and there's ra'am or royu to be replanted. You could use the seeds to replant. Now Rashi explains that what type of things a chayav trumas lemaisers midda araisa. That is yayin, shemen, wine, oil, and tvua, and grain. Those are chayav trumas maaser deraisa. Elon, all the pears of a tree, all different fruits and vegetables, that's only the rabbanon. So we know, we're going to see tomorrow later on, that yerokos go with basal akita, that their trumas maaser go after the year that you pick those yerokos, you pick them. Elon goes basal when it blossoms, chanata. And here we're learning in the Mishnah that these things, Tulsan, Tvua, and Zaysim, go with Meshavir Shlish. Once it grows a third of what it's supposed to grow, then already that's Kaveh LeMaiser, which year it's from, and which Maiser will be from, because we know the first and second year is Maiser Sheni, the third year is Maiser Ani. So all those things go with the Shlish. So the Gemara's going to have a question over here, where's the Makar for Shlish? Because on the other things, it's the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon said that Svara. But what's the Svara? Where do we know that the Shir is a Shlish from the Pesukim? So, Tvua v'zeisim v'shvir shlish v'not amili. How do we know? How do we know this halacha? Omer Rav Asim Rav Yechon. Omer Tvua v'shmei d'Rav Yaisi v'agli. Omer Kral, the Pasuk says, Miketz sheva shonim b'moyid shnas ha-shmita v'chag ha-sukos. It says in the Pasuk, at the end of 7 years, which means after Shmita, on Yom Tif, on Chag ha-sukos, that says in the pasuk. Frank the Gemara Kasha. Shnas Shmita Mayavidite. How in the world is Sukkos Shmita? Shnas Shmita Mayavidite Bechag HaSukkos. Shminasi. It's the 8th year already. Elohim Alach is teaching us. Kol Tvua Shavia Shlish B'Shvias. Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. At the Noig Baminik Shvias B'Shminas. It's teaching us that anything that grows a third before Rosh Hashanah will have it in Shmita. And that even on Chag HaSukkos, if I cut it down, it'll be Shmita food. Why? Because it grew a shlish in the 3rd year. That's learning from the pasuk. How's the pasuk shmita on sukkos? Anything that grew a third in last year will be something that has dinei shavias, dinei shmita on the 8th year. Only Rav Zeira Rav Asi, I understand your drasha. But dilma le'al klal ka'amar rachmana tashbe b'teza al chal sukkos. How do you know dash the pasuk that way? I'll tell you different pshat. Really, it didn't grow at all. Maybe it didn't. Taisvis Shvius until Sukkos. That's all this pasuk is saying. You should know, by the way, it's supposed to extend Shvius until Chag HaSukkos. We have an idea of Mesifim Mechayla HaKadosh. We have an idea of adding on to the year a little bit. Maybe that's the pasuk teaching us that until Sukkos, there's a Tesefes of Shmita until Sukkos. Who said it has to do with stuff that grew a third? Where do you see that in the pasuk? So Gemara says, no. Let's talk about the Chassidus. It's another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chag HaOshif. Talking about different Yom Tovim, it's a pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim. It says, "V'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashana, ba'osbecha es ma'asecha min ha'asada." So the Gemara is medayik that we'll see it in Tzavos. I'll say it outside first. That v'chag ha'osif can't mean that it's the yontif that comes in the time, in the season when I gather in the produce. Why? Because it says, "Ba'osbecha es ma'asecha." V'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashana, ba'osbecha es ma'asecha. So what's chag ha'osif? So the word osif is extra. And when darshan, the word osif means to cut and to gather. So the things you are gathering now, that you cut now, are also have a din of betzeis hashan, have a din of last year. And what's that a shlish? Let's see it inside. The chziv, chaga osif, betzeis hashan, my osif, ilay mechaga bavas van asifa, if it means the yontif that comes in the time of gathering, chziv basbacha, the pasuk says basbacha. Ela my osif kotzer, it means that the stuff that you cut on Sukkos has a din of last year. The Kimlul Rabbanon, Rabbanon knew the Chol Tvua Shenikser V'Chag, any Tvua you're cutting in the Chag, it had to grow a third already last year. V'Yadua Shevi'a Shlish Afnei Rosh Hashanah, it had to be, it grew a third already before Rosh Hashanah, because if not, it wouldn't be able to be cut now. And V'Kakari Le'Vetzeis Hashanah, the Pasuk says that this belongs to last year. So you see from here, Anything that grows a third belongs to last year, and that's the makar that when Meiser go after Shlish, it's the right to the Raisa, that Chumas Meiser Raisas go with Shlish, which is how much grows a third in the year. That year is the Kaveya, what's Meiser. Omleir of Yirmele Rav Zeira, the Kimlu Rabbanim and Shlish, the Pachet Shlish. So this question is, the Chazal are such good farmers, they know that the only thing that's Royu to cut on Sukkot is the only thing that grew a third in last year. They're such big farmers, but maybe it grew only a half, grew up to half or a quarter. How do they know? They know something that's cut on Sukkot is a third. How do they know that? That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was. Almost later, Rabbi says back to Yirmiyah, Lo yamin aloch, lo yisapik nafshet varam helpasa. Didn't I tell you a bunch of times not to question the shiurim of the Chachamim? Because I'll bring you a raya. Kol mi yizchamim kenu. All mi yizchamim are very exact, and they know what they're talking about. Three examples. First example is by a mikvah. It says in the mikvah, you have to have enough water in the mikvah to cover a person. How much is that? Chazal told you. Barbam sohu toivol. Barbam soh chosakar. Toiv eni yachal etfal behem. They were kaveya that it's 40 sa. Chazal instituted that shir of a mikvah is 40 sa, and one iota less than 40 sa does not work. Because they said that they know that a regular person who's toivel in this water will be covered, but a little less won't be covered. So that's shiurim all exact. Number two, there's halacha that certain things need a kebeya oichlim, certain tumas to tame something else according to some rishonim, or maybe even to become tame, it has to be shir beya. And how do we know the shir beya? Because the pasuk says, "Mekala oichel ashiya ochel," and we darshin oichel that can be nechel vasachas. Any food that can be put into your mouth at one time, what's that shir? That shear is a beya of a chicken. Who said that? Chazal. Chazal knew and figured out and calculated that a person can't fit into his mouth more or less than kebeya. Same thing. So let's read into kebeya. Matamat tumas oichlim. Kebeya chasa shumshum. If it's a kebeya missing a sesame seed, ain't a matamat tumas oichlim. It's not matamat tumas oichlim. Even the smallest things. They know exactly. This is it. This is the shear. The third case of the Chazal's shirim is the halacha is that in order for a piece of cloth to be mekabel tuma, it has to be at least shloisha al shloisha. It has to be three tefachim by three tefachim to be tama medrist, because it's royal yeshiva. Shloisha al shloisha mitama medrist, shloisha al shloisha chasa nima achas, missing one thread, any mitama medrist. So again, they knew that this was royal to sit on or to sleep on. This is the shir, nothing more, nothing less. So again, Rav Zeri tells Yirmiyah, don't question, they know a shlish. Chazal with Kimluhu in a lot of different practical shiurim, and they say something that's exact. Hodom Rav Yirmiyah, Lav Milsu Damri. I shouldn't have questioned this whole thing. Now I asked this question. Of course they knew that. Why? Because I have a raya to that they knew the difference between a shlish, a third, and less than a third. The boy Mene Chavraim Rav Kahana, the Chavraya asked Rav Kahana a shayla. We know that the Eden, when they came into Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, it was the 10th day of Nisan, right before Pesach, they reached Eretz Yisrael. And we know that you're not allowed to eat the produce of Eretz Yisrael until you bring the Omer, if it's a Chodosh. If it's grown this year, you cannot eat that produce until, the grains, until you bring the Omer. So they asked him, Omer Shekriv Yisrael B'chnizosim Eretz Yisrael, Me'ichan Ekriv Yisrael, where they get the grain to be makrif. Im time with the Alviyad Nokri, if you say grew in the non-Jew's hand, Kitzir Chamam Rachmanav Loi Kitzir Nokri. It has to be your own Tvua and not the Tvua that grew by the guy. So the Gemara has a question. First of all, my Dekriva, who said they brought the Eimer? Dumma Loi Kriva, made they bring the Eimer? Smart says Loi Saka Daita. It can't be. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Vayoichlu Ma'avua Oretz, Mimachar Sapesach. It says in the Pasuk in Yehoshua, that they ate, Vayoichlu Ma'avua Oretz, Mimachar Sapesach, Matzis V'koli Be'etz Me'yamezeh. It says in Yeshua, hey, Parakei, that they ate from the produce, the grains of the land, after the day after Pesach. Why? Because that they bring the Eimer. Mimachar Sapesach Ochol, Mikar Lo'ochol. So it must be that they brought the Eimer, the Kriv Eimer, V'hoda Achli, Me'echan HaKriv. How were they makriv? That was the question they asked. How did they makriv? We know they makriv the Eimer, because it's clearly they ate the grains the day after Pesach. And told them that they did not eat it, so it must be they brought the Omer. So Shaul, where did they bring the Omer from? Taisa speaks out that it's mashma that if they didn't bring it, there'll be usher the entire day. And it's not like the Mandi Omer in Mesechus Menachos that says that there's such an idea of Heir Mizrach Matir. This woman the Yomo says that Mizrach alone, the day itself is Matir. Like Vizman Azeh, the day itself is Matir. You don't have to bring the Omer. I'm not going to go into Ramah the Yomo. When you can bring the Omer, you have to bring the Omer, and it's Ma'akiv. Sakaponim, the question was, where did they get the Omer from? You can't take a guy's grains, you have to take your own. So where did they have it from? Amalahem, that was the Chavraya's child from Avkano. Amalahem, so he answered to them, any tefuah that did not grow a third in the non-Jew's hands, and you bought it then, and now grew the rest in your hands, so then it's fine. When you bring those grains for the Omer, it has to be fully grown. It says, Rach Umale. So if you get it from the guy before a third, you're good to go. The question is that maybe now he's bringing his rye. Rav Yirmiyah is bringing his rye. This is the end of that story. He said that they got it from the guy less than a third. Gevaldik. So Rav Yirmiyah says, let's remember, Rav Yirmiyah is trying to say that I'll bring a raya that the Rabbanon Taka Kimlu. Even though I question them, I'll bring a raya that they know the difference between a third and not a third. Because this is the question Rav Yirmiyah had on the past story. That how could you get by it from a guy? Maybe you're not sure how much it grew. It says you have to make sure it grew less than a third. But Dilma Ayav like Kimlu, maybe it grew more than a third and you don't realize it. Ella must be Kimlu. Chazal nu, hachinami, here also, in our case of Sukkot, that we said that on Sukkot, the Chazal said, anything caught on Sukkot for sure grew a third last year, hachinami kimlu, they know, they understand. So that's what Yirmiyah's raya. Yirmiyah first questioned, how would they know? Then Yirmiyah said, no, I have a different raya, I know they know, because you see, in the time of Yeshua, they had to get the grain from the guy, and they must have known the difference between a third and not a third. So, maybe they got it from the goy when it didn't grow at all. So it was very easy to tell. It was like not grown at all. So, but maybe if it grows a quarter or a little less than a third, they don't know the difference. What's the right? We still don't have a raya because maybe they got it for the Omer. They purchased from the goy a field that just had been planted. Nothing had grown yet. It was just coming up. So maybe that's why they knew the difference between a third and a third. Maybe if it starts growing, maybe they don't know the difference. So Mara says, no, it can't be. Why? They only reached Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of the month. If it didn't grow yet, in 5 days, it's not going to grow. It's not going to grow in 5 days. So it must be that they bought it a little less than a third, and then it grew more than a third. So you see, they know the difference, and then it grew fully, so they know the difference in third and not third. Smart says, no. Elamai, you tell me what, the Isle River, Idanka, it's a quarter or an eighth. Sakati, Bechamish, Yom, Mikamaya, it still won't grow into Rach Amale in 5 days. Elamai, what do you have to say? Eretz Svi, it says about Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz Svi. Why is it called Eretz Svi? Because it grows very fast, like a deer that runs very fast. So Hachinami Eretz Svi Ksivbe. See here also, even if it wasn't grown at all, some kind of special bumper crop in Eretz Yisrael that it grows in 5 days, and therefore it's not a riot because maybe it was very little. They don't know the difference between Shlush and less than Shlush, and it's very little, and they know it grows very fast, and that's why they bought it when it just started blossoming, started growing, started sprouting, and it grew in 5 days fully. So it's not a riot. The Gemara comes out like this. The Rav Yirmiyah said is not. Yirmiyah says not a raya. The Gemara is still sticking with its pshat at this point. Chag Asif, but Rav Yirmiyah questioned how you know a shlish less than shlish. And he said maybe I have a raya to it for something. Just the idea of shlish. And that the Gemara said no. Ma'aser Rav Yirmiyah was slugged up. Ma'aser was slugged up. There's actually an important Rishonim's kasha here that if the Gemara is coming out with the idea of Eretz Svi over here. So what's trying the whole Gemara's drasha before? The Gemara's Rasha before said that if you cut something on Sukkot, you know that it grew a shlish before Rosh Hashanah. Who said? It's in Eretz Yisrael, that halacha. And it's, because Trumas Ma'aser are in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it grows very fast. So how do you know it's a third? So Tosfos in the bottom asks Kasha, steer through Gemara's. He has some truths in. The Ma'aser that Rasha doesn't stick. The Gemara doesn't have a Kasha in it. Maskelor Chanino, Chanino has a Kasha in the whole Rasha of Chag HaAsif. Remember, we said a Rasha, how do we know that Ma'aser goes with a third? The way we know is because it says v'chaga osif b'teis hashana ba'aspecha. So it says already that was manasifa. What's osif? It's an extra word. It means the tefuah you cut on Sukkot is b'teis hashana belongs to last year. And we know you only cut something that's a third. Maskelar v'chanina. Umi matzah amris, the high osif katsu. Heck, you see that osif is extra and therefore means katsu. But chsiv, it says in the pasuk, a different pasuk. But osbicham egarncham yekvecham. It says a different pasuk about sukkahs. It says chagas sukkahs tas lechashivas yomim. But osbicham egarncham yekvecham. We dash from div amamar v'psoilus gerin v'yakev kosm daber. That you use what you use for schach. You use the psoilus, the branches and leaves from gerin v'yakev, from the tvua and from the vines. So that's how you know schach is not mekabel tuma, it's gedulei karka. So what does that mean? It means the word osbicha also means schach. So Rashi explains, the Chag HaOsif is the same thing as Chag HaSukkos. If we say Chag HaSukkos, Pasbichol be extra, no. Then the other is called Sukkos. It's called Chag HaOsif, you know why? Because the Schach is made out of Asbichol Garuchim Yekvecha. Sukkos also means Schach, the word Sukkos. That doesn't mean Schach also. Chag HaOsif means Schach. So it's not an extra word, it means Chag HaOsif. The Yont of a Sukkos is when Pasbichol be Garuchim Yekvecha. If you look at the Rashi, like 7 lines on the bottom, Elazeu Shem Chag, Hashem Shah Sukkah, Mesuchechas, Vipsoilus Gurm Vyekev, Vahavle Kaman Chziv, Vachag HaSukkah, Ibsay Sashon, Vasbichol Masacha. So the word is not extra. So now we don't have a drosh of Shlish anymore. And Rav Zera is very disappointed about that. Rav Zera, Hay Milsav Vyadon, we had it all wrapped up, we had the Makar of Shlish, but also Rav Chanina, Shalav Naga. Rav Chanina came and knocked the nail into it. He destroyed the whole thing. We had everything worked out, and all of a sudden like that, they had a kasha, knocked it out. He's very disappointed, but Maisa, it's a good kasha, and nothing you can do. Elamanol, so how do you know you go with the Shlish? How do you know you go with the Shlish? So the Gemara, get a tie, with the Nebraisa, Rav Yosef Yisveimer, says in the Pasuk, that someone's going to say, how can I keep Shemitah? I'm not going to have food to eat. First of all, I'm not going to plant anything the whole Shemitah year. Then Sheminis, the 8th year, I'm just going to start planting things. I'm not going to have food until the 9th year. What do you want me to eat? What do you want me to do? So the Torah says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of you. But Tzvisiyas Berchosi Lechem Meshona Ashishis Va'osa Tvul Shloish Hashonim. That's the Pasuk says. And we darshan. Al Tikri L'Shalosh Ela L'Shlish. So we see from here that the Eloshlish means that a third is enough of a kavu elamaisa. I'm going to ask you, like, what in the world is this drasha? So the Rebbe Chanan explains that I'm going to make a bracha v'shana hashishis that the tfua is going to grow a shlish and it's going to grow a shlish quickly and therefore will be belong to the 6th year and you'll let it eat tfua from the 6th year as long as it grows a shlish in that year. So I'm going to give a bracha and it's going to grow a third already in the 6th year. So that's like the drasha out of it. So what do you see? You see you go with the third. You need a filagufe to tell you, to the teretz and the kasha, that the people ask, what are we going to eat in the 7th year? So there's another pasuk for that. It says, so he'll eat the old tvua until the 9th year. So that pasuk says it clearly, which is the next pasuk. So the first pasuk, the darshan for a drasha, they teach us shlish. So al kaponim will come out now that when it comes to chumas and maisa deraisa, which is by tavua, which is by grains, and by yayin and shemen, what is the kaviya to which year the maisa belongs to? It goes with a shlish. What's the makar? From the pasuk, va'asisa satvua. The pasuk of Tzivisias Brachazoni Asos Esatvua L'Shloish Hashanim. That's the makar for the that goes with a third. That's the makar. It's the final makar, and that's how we know the din shlish when it comes to those things that are chayiv Chumas and Ma'isros the Araisa.